This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting excited on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Stunners, who can't wait to show you their new back garden. Fifi underscore White Range Rover said she spent a six-figure sum creating a mini Tuscany out her back, and they paid the landscaper out of their current account. No bother to them. Lorna underscore Barley Cove Babes said they were thinking of entering House of the Year after their renovations, except who wants a shower of langers from Dublin nosing around your gaff? I'm starting to get status anxiety because we only got a 43 grand hot tub. Do you know where I could buy a round tower? Jenny, Douglas Road.
The posh cousin is an expert in garden snobbery. It's all in her new book, Shrubs, Snobs and Knobs. I said, is there anything to be said for putting a round tower in your back garden? She said, no. I said, why? She said, because they have one in Adair. Hashtag hates Waterford.
Me on, what's the story with driving up to Newry and saying lash a bit of the vaccine into me arm there, will I? Budgie says his cousin's friend's a delivery driver, so he just took the van to Newry, walked into a vaccination centre, charmed the pants off everyone inside because he's from Cork Lake and they couldn't resist the accent, yeah? He's going back up there in 4 weeks for the second shot. He's dates with three different old dolls because apparently he reminds them of Roy Keane. Meanwhile, I'm down here, like a twat langball, getting less action than a monk on the skelligs. The only problem here is Budgie likes an odd flight of fancy. Like, didn't he have me convinced last year he was going to have a love child with a prominent Hollywood actress that he met in Scoozies? So, like, do you think I should trust him and head up to Newry in the van? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool?
I rang the posh cousin there and said, where are you on crossing the border for a vaccine? She said, just north of Drogheda now. I should be there in 20 minutes. I said, how are you going to persuade them that you're British? She said, two things. I'll wash my car before heading into the vaccination. The Brits love a clean car. And two, I'll end all my sentences with a question. In it.
Hey man, it's Ed out of Ballintemple. Like all the other uber woke entrepreneurs with incredible ideas that are on the back burner because of COVID, I spend my days drinking coffee on the marina in athleisure wear, sneering at the boomers in their gilets and red trousers. Dude, I totally shouted at one of them yesterday when I was down there with Brian with a Y. What's the story with dressing like a retired doctor from a village outside Norwich? The guy turned around and called me a langer and roared, good luck trying to find an old doll going around on that electric scooter, old stock. I totally turned to Brian with a Y for some support, but he had a look on his face that screamed, the guy in the red slacks is a pointed. This made me reevaluate all my life choices, because it's not like there's anything else going on, right? And it finally made me face up to the biggest question of them all. Is there something sad about a 35-year-old in a monster beanie going around town on an electric scooter? Ed, Ballintemple.
I would have said pathetic more than sad, but sure, look, that's just splitting hairs. My neighbour likes to think he has the finger on the pulse. He calls himself Da Vibe now because people used to run away when he told them his name was Donal. I said, is there anything good to say about a middle-aged man on a scooter in a Munster beanie? He said, at least it isn't a Leinster beanie.
Hello, it's Rosaline in Ballydesmond. Myself and my boyfriend decided we would end up going plain mad if we had another conversation about silage with the locals around here on the Cork-Kerry border. So didn't we hop into the car and go for a spin to Killarney? We were hardly 10 minutes down the road and weren't we stopped by a guard asking if our journey was essential? Didn't my boyfriend panic and tell him that we were going to seek professional help due to problems on the bedroom front? As if I'd take sex advice from someone in Kerry. I wouldn't mind, but things have never been better in the sack. We're like a couple from Glengariff, morning, noon and night. Anyway, it will come as no surprise to hear that half the parish got wind of our so-called problem, and they've started referring to me as the nun over in Skertaglen. How do I persuade people that we have a very healthy sex life without sharing videos on an amateur porn site in case my mother sees them? Rosaline, Ballydesmond.
It's a tricky one. I rang my sex expert friend there, Nooner Norma. She gets mad for us around midday. I said, what would you say to someone who has a reputation for bad sex? She said, nothing. There's no point in chatting someone up if they're useless in the sack.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.